Send my regards to Donald when he
Okay, here we go. So we start on Chafim at Beis. We are at the top. So we had mentioned that the Mishnah on Chafim at Aleph had said that you cannot do certain mitzvahs that apply during the day that cannot be done until Netzachama, but as long as you do it from Amud HaShachar, then it's going to be B'diyevet, it's going to be okay. And our Gemara is now going to learn, how do we know that Alos HaShachar actually works, meaning that it is considered daytime, technically. So our Gemara says, V'kulon sha'asim ishol Amud HaShachar kasher, as long as you do it from Amud HaShachar, it's okay. Minani mili, how do we know that Amud HaShachar is, in fact, daytime? So Amar Rava, the Rava suggests, the Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, V'yikra Elohim la'or yom. Hashem called to the day, to the light day. Now, the Gemara suggests that perhaps the word la'or does not mean to the light, but rather le'meir uba karu yom, but rather that which initiates light is called day. Meaning that the initiating light of the day, which is Amud HaShachar, which is when the light first creeps into the day, la'or, to that which comes, that which brings on light, that's Amud HaShachar, to that he called day. That's the suggestion. That's the suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, Ela Me'ata, if you're going to tell me that, then Velachoshech Kara Laila, then when the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elohim La'or Yom, Velachoshech Kara Laila, you would have to say also consistently, "Lamachshech uba kara laila," to that which brings on the darkness is called nighttime, i.e., shkia sachama. The shkia sachama is when we start to when darkness approaches. That would have to be considered laila. And how kaimelanda ad seisakol chavim lav lailahu? But we have a principle that it's not really laila until seisakol chavim. So hi mai, you can't suggest that which is meir uba, that which brings on the light, is considered daytime. If you would have to be consistent, you would have to say to that which brings on the nighttime, i.e., shkia sachama, is considered nighttime, and that we know is not true. So that is a suggestion that doesn't work
for a lot of halachic principles. It does.
It's not halachically. What
you can daven the Marav Lechatzila, you know, shkia.
You can daven Marav Lechatzila shkia.
You have to say Krishma.
No, it's the Krishma afterwards because Krishma.
Right. Say,
right. Why? Because Krishma. Right. Because it's not night. What?
But Marav, you can daven Lechatzila.
You can daven. Technically, you can daven after plug. That doesn't mean anything. What?
Is that under all circumstances? For example, when I went to America, Reb Milinowitz told me that if I daven Mincha Gedola and a minion was going to be davening before Shkia, daven with him. But if I'm going to daven Mincha Katana, then it would. He even told me it would be better to daven Mar.
I ain't Mishnah Berurah. So... I'm not going to answer that question. That's a halachic question. I'm not going to answer it.
Why not?
It's only by title.
But I wasn't asking a halachic question, even though there's halachic implications. I was asking does it in all circumstances, what was the question?
I don't know. I don't know.
Exactly.
How am I supposed to know? You don't know.
Yours, yeah.
How am I supposed to know? It's a great question.
You heard me ask it.
What?
Because you heard me ask it, but
You asked me a halakha question. Is it always true that it's considered nighttime? It's considered nighttime if.
Is it always true that it's okay after plog?
Well, what did Rabbi Milinowitz say? Tell you that it's not. So the answer is no. That's the answer. I don't know. This is the sastry business. I don't want to get into it. It's ayin mishnah berurah. Ayin mishnah berurah. But it's not for. It's not for now. Anyway, the Gemara ends up rejecting that suggestion, but the Gemara has another one. Ela Rav Zeira, this is a little bit more ironclad. Rav Zeira says, Mehacha, I'll tell you, there's a pasuk that says it mefurish. Because the pasuk says, Va'anachna osim b'malacha, this is when the Klal Yisrael came back and they were rebuilding the Mikdash. Anachna Osim Bimlacha, we are involved in the Malacha of building the Mikdash. Vechetziam Machzikim Baramachim, and half of them are holding their spears, meaning that they're on the lookout for enemies. So, Vanachna Osim Bimlacha, Vechetziam Machzikim Baramachim, Mealos HaShachar, Adseiso Kochavim, from Alos until Tseis. So we see that the daytime when typically people work is from Alos until Tseis. The Omer, and there's a pasuk that says, V'haya lanu, this is the next pasuk, V'haya lanu halayla lemishmar, and it was for us, the nighttime was for guarding, and the pasuk continues, V'hayo malacha, and the day was a time of malacha. So the Gemara says, well, Maiva Omer, why did we need the second pasuk? The first pasuk seemed to be enough of a proof that from Losa Shachar to Tzeis HaKochavim is considered daytime. Why do I need that second pasuk? The Gemara says, not necessarily. Because V'chiteima Misha'ala Muna Shachar Lab Yamama, maybe you'll try to tell me based on the first pasuk that really from Amura Shachar, it's not considered daytime. Aye, what does the pasuk say? Say, V'anach de'osim b'malacha me'alos ha'shachar. U'mechi arava shimsha lelya. And maybe I'll tell you that from Amud HaShachar is not considered daytime. And maybe I'll tell you even that Michi Arva Shimsha Lelia, that even when it starts to become nighttime, meaning at Shkia Sachama, even that's considered nighttime. Why does the first pasuk say from Alos until Tseis? V'inhu Mekadmi U'Mechashchi. What were they doing? They were getting to work early, and they were leaving work late. It was tax season. So they were working extra hours. They were putting an extra hour in the morning. They were putting an extra hour in at night. And maybe you can't bring a raya from the first pasuk because the first pasuk telling you that they were osek in malacha from shkia until tseis is just because they were putting in extra time. But that's not necessarily a suggestion. It's not necessarily a proof that that's the daytime. Therefore, Tashma, therefore, the second pasuk tells me, V'hayalanu halayla mishmar, the laylo was a time of guarding, V'hayom, but the daytime was malacha, so it's telling you that the alos and the tseis that was referred to in pasuk A is actually considered yom, that's actually the daytime. And so that's how we know that actually alos ha-shachar is technically daytime. And so a person is yotze if he does his mitzvahs at Amud HaShachar. Okay. At Alos HaShachar.
So he can read the Megillah.
HaShachar, Alos HaShachar.
What? He can read the Megillah from Alos HaShachar.
He can read.
At least,
yeah. As a point of reference, not because I want to get involved in halacha, but because but as a point of reference, it happens to be that I was asking Rabbi Milinowitz whether, because my flight is at 6:55 in the morning on Tuesday, and Nates is at 6:19, so I told him, I said it'd be very, very hard for me to daven Nates and then hop on the plane. It would be, you know, like, and then I don't really want to daven on the plane because I have no, you know, we discussed this. So Rabbi Milinowitz got back to me and he said that, he said I should daven at the gate, Nates. He said it's better that you daven, you know, with less kavana at Nates or beyond Nates than to daven at Alos or after Alos before Nates with the shul, even if you're going to have more kavana. He said if it's a matter of zero kavana versus kavana, then versus less kavana than you have, then you don't want to have zero kavana. But if it's a matter of less kavana versus more kavana, then I'd rather you have less kavana and daven at Nate's.
Both are with Mignone.
What boarding? So I think boarding is probably going to be around 6:25.
You have zero kavana. I'm sorry to say,
I'm gonna have less kavana. I told him because the boarding, they're gonna be calling and, you know, calling my name, whatever. But Lamaisa, anyway, I'm always the last to board. Bishita. So I don't mind waiting until 6:48.
You don't mind having room for your carry-on?
I don't care about having room for my carry-on. They always find room for my carry-on. I don't have a problem with that. I like to know who's sitting next to me before somebody comes and I'm sitting down and then this fat guy comes and I have to move over to the fat guy.
What's the problem with about going to duty-free while
you have a problem with fat people?
What duty-free?
You're going to the airport. You're going to duty-free.
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't normally
wear it. What's the halakha shaila, though? What's the shaila?
So you're wearing your talis and tefillin. Are you allowed to have a full-out conversation to haggle over the booze at the airport at 5:30 in the morning?
Sorry about it.
Right,
that case also applies in this part, right?
What case?
Yeah,
I had a shiloh with about that one time also.
Let's say it's
in the airport.
So would it be an option to just skip it and next into twice tomorrow?
No, you don't want to have to really skip it. What's the alternative?
Let's say or
dive on the plane.
12, before the time of
Mincha?
Yeah. In the gate? A bit before?
Yeah.
In the gate?
Then
dive
on the plane.
On the plane without
Kavana.
Wouldn't we be more
lenient
with
Mincha
and Mariv?
What?
Wouldn't we be more lenient with Mincha and Mariv because it's not as involved as the Shabbos?
No, I don't think that we would be any more. I don't think that we would be any more Mako with Mincha and Mariv. I don't think so, but again, I'm not. I can't answer this question.
Like Nate's for Shabbos, right?
Martin.
Right. Right.
I mean, Maru's are a shoes. It doesn't have the same halacha, the shivish, as
the.
You have to do it, but I'm saying it's considered a
rishus. I just start here. Anyway. We continue. The following Gemaras are relatively simple, even though the concepts are a little bit harder. But the next Mishnah says, Kol hayom kosher lekriyas megillah. The previous Gemara and Mishnah was discussing. When a person might be able to do his daily mitzvahs, and the Mishnah had said that really it's Nates and ideally Nates and if not then you do it at Alos. Now the Mishnah says, what if you haven't done it at Nates? So then Kol Hayom Kashal Kriyas Megillah. You can do Kriyas Megillah of the daytime. You can do it any time during the day. Ula Kriyas Halal, so to Halal. Tkiya Shofar, Natilas Lulav, Tfilas and Musafin, the Musaf Tfila, Ula Musafin, and the Musafin Karbanos. You can do all day. Ula Vidoy Parim, and to the Vidoy Parim. So there's a couple Parim that are brought. There's a Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibor. If, let's say, for example, the Sanhedrin Paskins for the Klal, something which is actually usher, and they say it's mutter, and the Klal does it, the Kahal does it, so therefore they have to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. A par has to be brought, and there's a vidoy that is said over that par. So, similarly, there's a par that is brought by the Kohen, specifically the Kohen HaMashiach, brings a par. He brings the par. If he does an avera that is normally he does an avera b'shogeg whose mazid would be chayiv kares, I think he has to bring a par, the kohen does, kohen gadol, and he has to say a vidoy with that, and that vidoy can be done all day long. Okay, ula vidoy meiser, and so to vidoy meiser, when a person brings his meiseris at the end of the third year, which is really in the middle of the fourth year, he brings all of his maestros that he neglected to bring over the past 3 years, which includes Meister Ani and Meister Shani's and all that stuff that he hasn't brought. So he brings it on the fourth year, Pesach of the fourth year. So the third year is year of Meister Ani, the sixth year of Meister Ani. And so in years 4 and 7, a person brings all of his maestros that he had not yet brought, and he does a vidoy, and he says, Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, V'chule. I've disposed of all of my kodesh, all of my meiser. That vidoy that he says can be done all day long. Ula vidoy Yom Kippurim, and so too when the kohen says his vidoy on Yom Kippur, that can be done all day long. L'smicha, when he's doing smicha on a karban, a shchita, shechting a karban. Tnufa, when you are doing tnufa, malo morid, mevi u, whatever it is, malo morid, I don't know what it is, molich u mevi. So there are certain times when for a particular korban, you do this tnufa, what's called,
wave it up,
and wave it like that, forwards and backwards. One of them is the korban omer. Korban Omer that is brought on Tessai and Nisan. The Korban Omer requires a tenufa. There's another time the Sota has a tenufa. There's also another time, think a korban shlamim, the chazeh of a shlamim, it requires a tnufa. But at any rate, a couple times when you have to do this tnufa, the tnufa can be done all day long. Lahagasha, and you're going to bring, when you're going to bring this korban omer, you're going to bring it to the mizbeach. You have to bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. That hagasha can be done all day long. The kmitza, when you have a korban mincha, and you're taking the kmitza of the korban mincha, which is three finger breaths of the flour, and the haktara, the burning of that mincha, lemelika, when you are slicing the little chicken,
fingernail.
When you use a fingernail, very good. So you have a very, you have a long, the Kohen Gadol has a, Kohen has a long fingernail, and it's sharpened, I guess, and he slices quickly with his fingernail.
Like how the bus drivers are reading it.
Yes, exactly. This is exactly where the bus drivers get it from, this Ayin Sham.
The shochet has to have a long fingernail.
The shochet has a long fingernail, but that's because he has to, right. The shochet has a knife, but he has a fingernail because he has to check the knife. He checks the
sharpness of the knife.
The sharpness of the knife and the smoothness of the knife, as it were. Meaning it cannot have any chalada. It can't have any nicks on it. So he has to check through his nail whether there's any nicks on it. But that's he's not shechting a cow with his fingernails. I mean, that's going to be a lot of attempts.
A lot of stabs.
It's good. You know, take 562. Ah.
The moose won't die.
Anyway. Fine. So that's the haktara lemlika ula kabbalah, and bringing the dam ula hazaya, and sprinkling the dam. When you have to sprinkle the dam of the chatas on the mizbeach or on the heichal, whatever it is, so that hazaya, that kabbalah, all that stuff can be done during the daytime. Ula hashkaya sota, and also when you're mashka the sota, we all know what a sota is, right? A woman who's accused of infidelity. Thank you. With her husband, so if her husband suspects her and certain processes have been followed, so then she has to drink the bitter waters, and that can be done all day long. Ularifa sag ha'egla, the egla arufa, that can be done all day long. Ulataras ha'metzora, the process of being metahera metzora, can be done all day long. So those are quite a few things. Kol ha'layla kashalik tziras ha'omer. All night can be done for Ktsiras Omer, for chopping down the Omer. We know that the chopping down of the Omer is on the night of the night of Tes Zion. And the night of Tes Zion is when they cut down the Omer, right after Yom Tif, is when they cut down the first barley crop. And the following day is when they bring it as a korban.
So after Pesach.
But that night, immediately after the first night of Pesach, right? So that's when they did it. Lehekter Cholav Mevarim, burning the fats and the limbs of the animals. It can be done all night long. The Yemes is that the burning of the fats and the limbs can be done all daytime also. Like once you've done the hakrava, so you put on the chalavim veivarim. But the point is that you can do it. You can keep it on the mizbeach if it hasn't yet burnt. You can keep it on the mizbeach all night long. You just cannot. You can't let it go until daytime. Basically, alos. That's when you have a problem of nosar. But before then...
But I thought it's only a problem of nosar if you're going to eat.
Sorry. Nosar, it's not. It's an issue of lo yalin. Yeah. Lo yalin. It can't stay over. It's not an issue of nosar. You're right. Nosar is an issue of eating. It's not nogea. Thank you. Glad somebody's paying attention here. I'm going off. Zach Lau. This is the general rule. Davar shemitzvah so b'yom kasher kol hayom. Something which is a mitzvah, which is kosher at daytime, whose mitzvah is at daytime, is kosher all day. And davar shemitzvah so b'layla kosher kol halayla. Anything which has a mitzvah at nighttime can be done all night long. Okay, now we're going to go through. All the sources in the Gemara from where we learn all of these things in our Mishnah. So, this is a very straightforward Gemara. Minalan da amakra, how do we know about Kriyas and Megillah can be done all day long? V'hayamim ha'elan is Karban Asim, these days. So again, the mention is of daytime, so we know it can be done in the daytime. L'Kriyas ha'halel, d'chsiv mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, from the time that the sun rises until it comes back. That's how you know that halal can be done all day long. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zehayom Asa Hashem. This is the day in which Hashem made. So it's the daytime, it's a reference to the daytime, so anytime during the day would be kosher. Metilas Lulav, Dechsev Lakachim Lachem, Bayom HaRishon. Should be done on the day, the first day. So we know that the daytime works, anytime during the day works for that. Well, it's Kiyah Shofar, and for blowing the Shofar, Dechsev Yom Teruah Yelachem. It's a day. The day of Teruah. Ulamusafin. How do we know that the Korban Musaf can be brought during any time during the day? Dechsiv Dvar Yom Biyomo. The daily matter, that which applies during the day, that which applies on that day, in the day. So, in other words, the whatever Korban applies for that day, whether it's the fifth day of Sukkot, whatever it is, Biyomo, in that day. So as long as it's done in that day, whenever in that day it is done, that would be sufficient. And we know that Tfilas Musaf is modeled after the Musaf itself, just as our Shachris is modeled after the Korban Tamid and V'chulei V'chulei. So therefore, it makes sense to say that the Tfilas Musaf could be like the Musaf itself. Tfilas Musafin K'Musafin Shavi Rabbanon. Rabbanon made it exactly the same. Ulevidoi Parim. We mentioned that the Tzibur has to bring a par if they transgressed on a... on a psak that they were given by the Sanhedrin, or if the Kohen himself does something which is ordinarily usher and he paskim for himself that it was mutter, the vidui, he has to do a vidui on that, on the par that he brings. The yalif, kapara, kapara miyameki purim. How do we know that the vidui parim could be done anytime during the day? Because there's a gzereshava of kapara, kapara from Yom Kippur. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, gaba yomaki purim, the chipir bado uva adbeiso. He should do a kapara for himself. This is talking about the Kohen Gadol. He should do a kapara for himself, uva adbeiso, and for his family as well. And what is that kapar that he has to do? The kapar is dvar makas of medaber. We're talking about vidui. That kapara is talking about vidui. How do we know that? Because only afterwards does the Torah say anything about bringing the animals. So this kapara is talking about the vidui that he has to do. The kapara biyamamahu. And we know that kapara is during the day. Dechsiv biyom hazeh yechaper aleichem. It should be a kapara for you biyom hazeh, on this day. And so too, just like the kapara that applies by the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur has to be done during the daytime, that's a kapara's dvarim, so that's a vidui, if you will. So too the vidui that applies, where it says kapara by the vidui parim, has to also be on the daytime. Ulevidoi Meiser. How do we know that Vidoi Meiser has to be done during the daytime? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, "Ve'amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha." You should say in front of Hashem, your God, "Biyarti Hakodesh min habayis." I have exposed, I have disposed of the kodesh from my house. Okay, the samachle, and right by then, meaning just a few psukim later. This is a very lengthy. These are lengthy psukim that go on about Vidoi Meiser, and after it's all done. Asisi kasher tzivis kachol asher tzivis sani, which is the last pasuk, and then it says, "Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mesavecha." Today, this day, Hashem has commanded you. So, by the fact that there's a juxtaposition of Hayom hazeh with the vidoy meiser, so the Gemara learns that the vidoy meiser has to be done and can be done all day long. Lesmicha uleshchita. It could be done, you could, for smicha, meaning putting your weight on the animal, and for shechting the animal, that can also be done all day long. Because the pasuk says he should lean on the animal and he should slaughter the animal. So there's a juxtaposition of the two. And we know, by shechita it says, by yom zivchavchem, on the day in which you slaughter. And so, if we know that the shechita is done during the day, then smicha, which is juxtaposed to it, is going to have the same ruling. Uletnufa, and we said that the Korban Omer, there is a tnufa, there is a male morid, molichu mevi, you got to do this whole waving process. When is that done? That can be done all day long. Dechsev bayom hanifchem, in the day in which you wave. Wave. Bayom hanifchem esa omer. Ula hagasha, and bringing the Korban Omer, bringing it to the Mizbeach. This is not the actual Haktara, this is not the actual burning, it's just bringing it over. That could be done anytime during the day. The Iskish L'Tenufa, because there's a Hekish between bringing it over and the Tenufa. We know the Tenufa is done during the day because it's in B'yom HaNivchem. How do we know there's a Hekish? Dechsev V'lakach HaKuim Yad HaIsha Es Minchas HaKnaos. We know when it comes to the Sota, the Kohen has to take the Korban Minchas mincha from the woman, vehenif, and he does the tenufa, vehikriv, and then he brings it over. Now that hasn't been burned yet. That hikriv is talking about the hagasha. It's bringing it over to the mizbeach. So we see that there's a juxtaposition between the hainif and the hikriv. So we know, just as the hainif, we learned before, the tenufa can be done anytime during the day. So therefore, the hikriv, the hagasha, bringing to the mizbeach also anytime during the day. Ula Malika, doing the slice and dice to the little chicky. Ula Kmitza, and the Kmitza, which is the three hand breaths of the flour, of the Korban Mincha. Ula Haktara, and burning that Korban Mincha. Ula Hazaya, and also sprinkling the bloods of any Korban that you shechted. Dichsiv, how do we know all those things could be done during the day? B'yom Tzavosu as B'nai Yisrael. It's the Pasuk says, generally speaking, on the day in which he commanded B'nai Yisrael. And that... the pasuk says Biyom Tzavoso is Bnei Yisrael Lahakriv is Korbanehem, to bring their korban, and all of those things, the Melika and Kmitza and Haktara, those are all aspects of Hakrava. Those are all components of the Hakrava, meaning that the Hakrava is not valid unless you have each one of these components. And so since each one of these components is Ma'akev to the Hakrava, and therefore that by the Hakrava it says Biyom Tzavoso, so therefore we know all of these things can be done during the day and must be done during the day. Ula Hashkaya Sota, and making the Sota drink also is done during the day, because Us Yoveva Gzeir Sharava of Torah. The Ksiv Hacha, it says by the woman, by the Sota, va'asala ha'kohen is kol ha'torah hazos. The Kohen must do all of this Torah. Uksiv hasam, and it says in reference to Bezdin paskening al pi ha'torah asher yerucha, by the Torah which they will instruct for you, v'al ha'mishvat, and on the judgments. Uma mishpat bayom, just as we know judgment that Sanhedrin must paskin, they have to paskin during the daytime. So afkan bayom, so too when it comes to Torah, the Torah is during the day because the Torah is juxtaposed to mishpat, and the Torah that the Torah we learn gzeirah shava Torah to the sota, that the sota also must be done and can be done anytime during the day. We'll go just a little bit further, just a couple lines, to wrap up this short piece. Ularifa sagala. How do we know that the egla rufa is done during the day? Amri debe Rabbi Yanai kaparik siv ba. It says kapara by the arifa sa egla. Kachim are slaughtered and they're brought as a korban during the daytime. So too, the kapara, as it applies to arifa sa egla, also must be done and can be done during the day at any time during the day. Lotaris ha-metzora, dechsiv, zosia toris ha-metzora. The following are the rules of the metzora. Biyom taharaso, on the day in which it becomes tahar. And so that's how we know that that the metzora can be done any time during the day. Kol alayla kasha l'ktsira sa'omer, all night can be done for ktsira sa'omer. The Amar Mar, ktsira usfira balayla v'hava bayom. Right? Mar said that the ktsira and the svira, the counting, you basically started the omer counting at that night. So the ktsira of the barley and the svira of the counting is done at night. Vava bayom. This is actually not a pasuk. This is just a da'amar mar. This is just some kind of brisa. This is the only makor in these gemaras that does not have a makor in the Torah. This is actually just quoting some mar. We don't even know who that is. It could be a Tana, it could be an Amora. We don't even know. But that's what they say. So it doesn't really have a Torah source. Well, Hector Chalav and Vivarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs are also done during the nighttime. Dechsev kol halayla ad boker, all night until boker. So we know that it can be done all night long. We will stop here. Extremely short. We're on fire.
You don't want to go to the mission? It's only a few more lines.
We'll just do it. We'll do it. I'm going to have nothing to say on Monday. It's going to be like I'm going to have to leave early. But,
wow.
I'll just...
Two straight shorts.
28 minutes. I'm telling